like what you said there. We receive our healing. When we receive our healing, it's not when we go around and heal a bunch of folks, but when we receive our healing, it inspires other people. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
You know, not only do we need to be a giver, we need to be a receiver. Right?
That's good.
God's got some good things for us. We need to be receiving. Mm-hmm. Right? We need to get an attitude of, you know what? God's a generous God. Why don't I let him be generous toward me?
Extravagantly generous.
Heavenly Father. Thank you.
That's what we're usually saying, so that's what we want.
He is an extravagantly generous Heavenly Father. Let him be generous.
Sometimes when I have a need, I think about that.
Yeah.
And then I go, and also how Brother Horton used to say, we're in the Father's house.
We're in the Father's house. Amen.
Amen. Got it to be. That's right.
You ready?
We're ready. Try it. There's a lot of songs on YouTube that I'm not able to purchase. And God's wisdom, it wasn't mine, helped me to find a spot in this room that has internet. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay. So I'm going to try this song here, all right? Got to worship if you want to. Okay, Rachel.
Oh, ain't no want to. We know he's here, so we're going to stand in honor. Because he's here.
Oh, yeah.
This is called Captivate Us. I don't know if you can hear it.
Hey, it's okay. Sing it, baby.
Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Worthy are you to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Your face is beautiful, and your eyes are like the stars. Your gentle hands have healing. They're inside the scars. Your loving arms, they draw me near. And your smile, it brings me peace.
Yes.
So draw me closer, oh my Lord. Draw me closer, Lord, to thee. Captivate us, Lord Jesus, and set our eyes on you.
Jesus.
Devastate us with your presence all around. And rushing river, draw us nearer. Holy fountain, consume us with you. Captivate us, Lord Jesus, with you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Your voice is powerful, and your words are radiant bright.
Jesus.
In your breath and shadow, I will come close and abide. Your whisper, love, and light divine, and your fellowship is free. So draw me closer, oh my Lord.
Jesus.
Draw me closer, Lord, to thee. Captivate us, Lord Jesus, and set our eyes on you.
Jesus.
your presence all around. You can feel his presence. Hallelujah. And rushing river, draw us nearer.
Jesus.
Holy Spirit, consume us with you. Captivate us, Lord Jesus, with you. And let everything be lost in the shadows of the light of your face. And let every chain be broken from you as I'm bound in your grace. For your yoke is easy, your burden is light, it's full of wisdom, power, and might. And every eye will see you,
Jesus.
So captivate us, Lord Jesus, and set our eyes on you. Devastate us with your presence all around. And rushing river, draw us nearer.
Yes.
Holy fountain, consume us with you. Captivate us, Lord Jesus, with you. Captivate us, Lord Jesus, with you. Captivate us with you. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to your name. Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh. Ah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
See how easy this thing is? There's one more code that I have to do.
Yes.
This is awesome. Thank you, God.
Oh, that was a blessing, girl. Praise God.
I feel a little bit intimidated with this trash can up here beside me. So throw my Bible study in the trash can right now and just have fun and we'll play a game or something, you know? That was good. Captivated with you. You know, it is so neat.
It is awesome.
That we can have different experiences with Jesus, you know, and he is so rich and everybody's different, right? But we can all have different experiences with him, and it's just really wonderful. And at different times of our lives we can have different experiences, so it's, I tell you, he is captivating. All right, so last time we talked about God's perspective, and we talked about the Father in the Son, and the Son in the Father, and I said I was going to talk some more about that. In fact, we're going to be talking about it all the way through, because it's really a theme that runs through John 14 through 17. Okay,
that's good.
So there's a lot of themes that run through John 14 and 17. So we're going to be touching on as many as we can. But I'll go ahead and warn you now, there's depths in there that have yet to be mined. Depths that have yet to be mined. Okay, I taught youth Sunday school, and my kids were, four of my kids were teenagers and then in the Sunday school, and so I taught the Sunday school, and of course we had other teens in there too. So I got these wall boards that you sometimes see, and you go to a service station, you know, you see the
the bathrooms, they have these wall boards up. They don't have tile. They don't have, you know, sheetrock. It's wall boards. They're just, and so white usually. And so I got three of these wall boards and took them to the Sunday school room. And I laid them down flat on the floor in the room. And I gave them these markers here. Because they're basically that. That's basically what a wall board is. Right here. So I said, I want you to write on there. On one board, I want you to write John 14. Another board, I want you to write John 15. Another board, I want you to write John 16. And certain key words, you use different colors. Love was one color, and da-da-da, go was another color, and all that kind of stuff. And so they did that. And then we stood them up against the wall. I said, okay, now I'm going to teach from there. Because these are so good, these are so important, I'm just going to teach from this. And I did that pretty much for 2 years. And after the 2 years, I quit teaching that. I was doing something else. And I discovered a great truth in those three chapters that I had not seen.
Whoa.
After teaching on it for 2 years, I did not see it. So there are depths. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it is so obvious now, it just jumps at me every time I read them, but then I didn't see it, you know. So there's depths in this book. There's depths in the Bible. And there's depths in every chapter that, you know, you don't see it right now, but you know, God can reveal it to
Amen.
You later. So anyway, we want to look today at John 14. We're still in John 14. And verse 10, I'm going to read that. And this is the King James Version Modified. In case you're wondering what version this is. I've made up my own version. I just take the King James and I change some of the words in there to modernize it. You know, I take out the these and thys and thous and all that kind of stuff. And so this is the King James Modified, Ray's Modified Version. It says, don't you believe, this is Jesus talking to his disciples, okay? He says, don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Now, I said that we were going to talk about this. Father in me, I'm in the Father a little bit today. We talked about it a little bit last time. And then he goes on, he says, the words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who dwells in me, he gives me the words. That sounds right, don't it? But it's not right. He does not give me the words. Read what it says in your version.
He doeth the works.
Ah. But the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. I was expecting him to say, he gives me the words. Let's read that again then, okay? The words that I speak to you, this is Jesus saying, this is his disciples, the words I'm speaking to you, I speak not of myself. But the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. Well, that threw me. I tripped over that so many times. Because I kept expecting him to say, he's the one that gives me the words that I speak to you. But that's not what he says. He says, the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. Well, that's enough. Let's just do a game, okay? You want to play a game? You want to play a game? What I'm going to do is, on these cards, I have some commands. Okay? And what I want to do is I want to give someone one of these cards, and that person doesn't show the card to anybody else. And I want that person to do what it says on the card. Okay? And then I want the rest of us to guess what is written on the card. Guess what is written on the card. Okay? So, here you go. So, David, you look at the card. Do what's on the card. Y'all try to figure out what is written on the card. What is the command that's on the card? So.
Running your nose. Awesome.
Rub your nose.
Okay.
Now, how did you know that's what was written on the card?
Because that's what he was doing.
Physically.
You could see what he was doing.
Showing,
yeah. Okay, all right. Here you go. What's on the card? What does it say?
Pick up the cell phone, put it back down.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Repeatedly put it back down. And repeat. And repeat. Pick it up. And repeat. Very good, brother.
Brother.
Don't let the children see it because we want them to guess too. Don't let them see it.
Touching your ear.
You hear what you say, babe?
Touching your ear.
And they're doing what?
Touching
your
left ear.
Going in one ear, coming out the other.
Ah, yeah.
One after another.
One after another.
Go with the right and then go with the left.
But see, they couldn't see you doing both ears.
Yeah.
So they couldn't guess that.
Come on.
Rubbing your chin.
I told him rub his chin thoughtfully. I know that would be.
You got one part, I got the other. We're good.
You want to try one? No? You want to try one? You want to try one? Okay. I'll give you one here. Let's get Candace one over here so she can get ready for it, okay?
All right.
Just whenever y'all are ready, we give them two at a time. That'll make it tough. No, he can't read my writing. I don't that is pretty tough.
I'll go ahead and start.
Okay, go ahead.
Waving.
Greeting.
Yeah.
Hi.
At.
Wave at the clan.
Everybody.
Yeah.
That's it.
Everybody. There
you go.
Oh, yeah.
You got it, Brother Child?
I believe so.
Okay.
Open and close.
Something with his hand.
You got it. Open and close your hand.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Ray.
David, I'll give you one last.
We're just having too much fun.
Sobs in your shoulders. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's an easy guessing game, right? That was an easy guessing game. But how did you discover what was written on the card? Because you couldn't see the card, right? You didn't know what was written on the card. The only way you had to know what was written on the card was?
What you saw.
You saw what someone was doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You saw what someone was doing. Right?
That's good. That's good.
Now, that's important. Mm-hmm. We don't always do that, do we? We're not always thinking along those lines, but I got you set up to think that way, didn't I? And that's why y'all were thinking that. Y'all were noticing what a person was doing because you know that that person was doing something that someone else told him to do. Mm-hmm. Right? So what is Jesus saying here? Let's just look at this verse again.
So that explains that verse very well.
Ah, yeah. Let's look at that verse. The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself. In other words, all of you were doing things that you didn't just come up with it yourself to do it. Okay? Thurston's over there, he's touching his nose, but they say, I'm not telling him to do that. He's not doing that because it's written on a card. He's just touching his nose of himself. What did Jesus say? I speak not of myself. Okay? I'm not just doing this myself, but the Father who dwells in me. Okay? He does the works. He does the works. Right? He says, I speak to you. Right? The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself. These words didn't come from me, but you can discover the words by looking at my works.
Right. Discover the word by looking at his works and where they came from.
Our works, well, let's see. Our works indicate that we have heard God's words. Our works indicate to someone else that we have heard and that we are obeying someone else's words. When we do things that don't come from us, myself, when I do something that doesn't come from me, myself, everybody knows that's not Ray. That Ray wouldn't do that. Ray can't do that. They know that comes from God, right? So works back up words. If I say something and then I do a work to show you it's come from God, then the words, you see, come from God. The words are right there. And works confirm words. Okay? So, let's look at some verses in John 14. And let's just see what they say. Look at John 14, 15. Skip down a few verses. And these are all King James. I didn't modify them. Or I may modify them as I read them. But somebody read 15.
If he loved me, keep my commandments.
If you love me, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. Whoa. All right. Keep my commandments. You hear the word, the commandment, mm-hmm. and you keep it. You obey it. You do it. Isn't that what we did? What y'all did. I was watching you. Okay. So, somebody read 21.
That's good.
Yeah. Someone read 21. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to hammer this on. All right. Who can read 21 for me?
You can have my commandments and keep them. He it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him. And I will manifest myself to him.
All right.
So, Bray, you can say all day long you love God, but if you're not keeping the love commandment, I mean, you can say it all day long. It's just not there.
There you go. There you go. Exactly. You can say, I love God, I love God, I love God, but you don't obey him. Mm-hmm. Where's the love? He says, I don't see the love. I want to mm-hmm. see the works to back up what you say. All right? So let's go down, let's see, verses 20.
Wait, don't leave that 21st. Don't leave that right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
And will manifest myself to him.
That's right.
Whoa. Isn't that powerful?
That is powerful.
You know, all of us want to see Jesus.
That's
right. He said, I'll manifest. I'm making, you can see me.
I'll be reading why Ken Hagin's been visited so many times.
Well, let me ask you something. How will Jesus manifest himself to us?
He says, I will love him. He will love us.
How will it manifest?
How would you be able to see it?
How will someone know that Jesus loves them? How do people know that you love them?
What you do for them?
Whoa! Would you yell that out, please?
What you do for them? And
louder!
What you do for them and what you do to help.
Now, that's Brother Thurston. He just said, what you do for them and what you do to help them, that manifests your love for someone. Well, how does Jesus manifest himself to us, Mary?
Pretty much the same way he's saying that we do to each other. He shows us his love through the things that he do, you know, through us and for us.
Amen.
If we knew how much he loved us, we wouldn't fret. Perfect love will cast out all that fear that you're in. If you knew just how much he loved you, you know, that's powerful.
It's the works
yeah.
that back up the words.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Philip said, show us the Father.
Yeah.
And Jesus says, you're going to see some manifestations.
Yeah.
You have seen manifestations. Look at the manifestations and figure out what was written on the card. Okay? Figure out where it come from. It comes from God. It comes from God. So what you're seeing me do, it comes from God. What you're hearing me speak, I'm reading the word. I'm reading the card, if you will. I'm reading what God's telling me. I'm doing it. Right?
Even the air you breathe, even your right mind this morning, you know, even you to be able to come out, you know, this, I mean,
We could, and we will. We haven't gotten to these verses yet. We're just reading them right now to back up this one little thing. So the manifestation, we'll get to that later. Okay. So doing the commands of God manifests that you know and have obeyed the commands of God. We believe that Jesus heard God's commands and did them because he did. So we believe that Jesus did God's will. So what did Jesus do?
He gave his life for us.
He gave his life for us. Go on. Some more things. Sick. What?
Healed the sick.
He healed people. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
He redeemed us.
Okay.
Amen.
Cast out demons.
That's good.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fed the people.
He fed the people? Right? Well, let me see now.
That's good.
Jesus did God's will. He did things. So what is God's will? Is it to be sick and suffer at the hands of evil spirits? Well, it's not. Come in, Mary. So good to see you. That's all right. So good to see you.
Well, I was actually coming to practice with Mark. So I've got ready quicker. Thank you.
So Jesus, they came to Jesus, and John wanted to know, are you the one, or do we wait for another? And what did Jesus tell him? He said, don't read the card. He said, look what? He said, look at what I've done and figure out what's written on the card.
Amen.
Right?
He said
in Matthew 11, 4 through 5, he said, go and tell John what you see and hear.
Mm-hmm.
The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them.
Mm.
Now, if it is not God's will for people to be blind, if it is not God's will for people to be blind and not be at 100%, is it his will for them to be ill and not at 100%? No. If it is not God's will for people to be lame and not be at 100%, is it his will for them to be ill and not be at 100%? No. If it's not God's will for people to be lepers and not be at 100%, is it God's will for them to be sick and not be at 100%? If it's not God's will for people to be deaf, if it's not God's will for people to be dead and not be at 100%, is it his will for them to be ill, to be sick, and to die? If it's not God's will for people to be ignorant of the good news and not be 100% of what God wants them to be, Is it his will for them to be ill and not be at 100%?
No, what you're talking about right here, I think, actually explains the last 30 and 31 right here, because it says, I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in me. And the reason why, I never really fully knew why he said that like that, but I think it's because Jesus didn't do none of the works of Satan. No works of Satan, because the very next one it says, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment. So he was doing everything, all the works that he did were of the Father,
and he had no works of Satan at all. So the Satan was
that's
not
good,
in.
That's good, Nick.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nick.
That is a good insight. Yeah, kind of that's a good insight.
That's good.
We run out of time. And so we're going to stop here. We'll pick it up next time. And
that's what he said. I get that now. I get that now.
All right.
So look at the works.
Yeah.
And try to figure out, where did that come from?
What?
Where did that come from? Okay? Take a different perspective on things, like Brother Thurston was talking about. Take a different perspective on things, okay? All right. Father, we thank you so much for loving us. We thank you for giving us this day, this beautiful morning, for the opportunity to come together, to get insights from your word, to learn your ways so that we can do them, to enjoy your presence in our lives and in the lives of others here.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray that you'll be with everyone speaking today. Speaking from the pulpit, may they speak truth and insight and revelation to people. May all God's people be blessed by hearing the truth and being with you. Father, bless our food, bless our fellowship together. May you be glorified in all that we think, do, and say. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay.